us humans need an average of 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night to function properly the next day, elephants apparently only need about 3 to 4 hours of sleep per night to stay healthy and happy. Their secret is said to be deeper, more stable sleep, brought on by sounds known as pink noise. Yes, you heard correctly. Not white noise, but pink noise. Apparently, pink noise is a type of sound in which every octave carries the same power or a perfectly consistent frequency. Some examples of pink noise include heartbeats, wind blowing through trees, rustling leaves, ocean waves hitting the beach, and steady rain. Now, I don't know about everything else, but steady rain, that was something we heard plenty of last night here in Seoul. But whether it was because it was too hot or because Monday morning was waiting for us, it doesn't really feel like a lot of people seem particularly well-rested on this first day of August. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with not pink noise, but just noise, and their song, 너에게 원한 건, or What I Wanted From You. So yes, it rained pretty much all day yesterday, and it rained quite heavily all through last night and this morning here in Seoul, heavy enough for that rain to be very audible. Would you say that the pink noise of that steady rain helped you sleep better? Or was the tropical night heat or the pressures of the looming Monday morning a little more overpowering than that pink noise? In any case, I hope you are all having a wonderful start to a brand new week and a brand new month. Yes, we are starting this August on a Monday. So even though Mondays might be a little bit hard, yes, I'm not gonna lie, it took a long time for me to get ready to leave the house today, just because I felt like I was half a step behind mentally. It wasn't the rain, I slept well, but yeah, Mondays will always do that to some of us. But one thing that fortified me was, hey, it's the start of a brand new month, and we've got new month resolutions coming in and new things to look forward to and to get ready for. And yeah, I mean, even though there's a little bit of rain and the heat is still ongoing here, we are moving into the last phase of summer, so time to enjoy it while we can. Also, a lot of people are not even working because it is, of course, the peak season for vacations, right? It's the holiday season here in Korea. Well, that's what's going on here. Now we're going to move along to our very first global roll call of the week and the month of August. So tell me where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. Tell me which songs you want to hear on the show today and share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything else as well. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. You can message me on Kong, right on the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at kbsonefineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message to sharp8150. A regular SMS text will cost 51, and a long text or MMS message will cost 101 per text. In part two of today's show, we will be joined by music critic Youngdae Kim for our look into the world of K-pop from the outside on our Monday segment, K-pop Inside Outside, so I hope you guys all join us for that. All right, I'll be back with today's Where Are You after this song break. Here's Winner with I Love You.
나도 이럴 줄 몰랐어 사랑에 빠진 사이코 그쳐버린 걸까 생각에 하루 종일
One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. And it's currently 5:22 p.m. right now. It's a hot day, and I thought the rain might have stopped by now, but it's still a little bit hazy from the cloud cover, and I did feel a few drops on the way in, so maybe it's not completely the end of the rain yet. Still hot. I think 32 degrees it was when I came into KBS. And here I am, settled into the studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It is the Global Roll Call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you are all up to right now, aside from listening to the radio. Where are you? We have a message from Pacey, who says, Hello from Chuncheon. It's either hot or rainy again this week, but I stay indoors most of the time, so not affected much. It's August. Next week will be the final exam and language program completion ceremony. After that, I gotta move to another university to continue with my master program. A bit melancholy. But it is also my birthday this month, so kind of excited to do many activities after the exam. I'm having mixed feelings this month. Yes, as you wrap up a language program here, your studies here, and have to move there, it's always very bittersweet. You're looking forward to the end, but also it's kind of sad to say goodbye to this chapter in your life. Well, I hope you have a great exam week and you pass everything with flying colors. Ahmad Ali Haktos says, In your heart. Oh, you are in my heart. Very, very nice. Mokosa Rahman says, Good morning from Bangladesh. Good morning to you too. Welcome to the show today. And Amir Jamil says, Hello from Pakistan. Thank you so much for your Where are you shoutouts? Here I am, 0203 writes, 안녕하세요, DJ Lena. It is the first day of August. Do you have any holiday plans? 오늘도 화이팅입니다. Yes. Unfortunately, I have no plans to do anything for the holidays. It's kind of depressing. I think my most exciting plans coming up is like a dinner with a friend. To me, that's like a very big event. But I think we're going to just lay low for the time being for this holiday. Maybe we'll just have a home vacation, a hokkaido or home conks. Not even a hotel. We just won't leave the house. But it'll be fun. We'll do something fun. Maybe we'll make dinner or something. I don't know. All right, let's look at a song request we have from listener Mumu, who writes, I am listening while studying at a cafe. Please play the song by 화사 언니, whom I love, Somebody. Alrighty. Well, hope your studies go well, and I hope this song helps you with your studies. Here it is right now, Somebody by 화사 and Loco. And then we will follow that up with My Universe from BTS and Coldplay. That was My Universe, a collaborative single from Coldplay and BTS. And before that, we heard another collaboration between Roko and Hwasa. It was Somebody. All right, we've got some messages about, yes, the new single. I forgot to post on my Instagram about it. I was actually so engrossed in this OTT streaming show, I totally forgot. Jisoo Kim 0801, though, was so excited to listen to your new releases and says, It almost felt like my birthday present. I love both songs. 하늘을 날다 sounds like easy listening and refreshing. Inertia is also wonderful. As always, your own songs are always so beautiful melody-wise. I also like that you took part in the arrangement of Inertia. Thanks for always making such wonderful songs. Well, thank you. Yes, wanted some easy listening. That was sort of kind of my goal. So I'm glad I at least succeeded for one listener at least. Jongseong-a writes, congratulations on your summer release. Yes, 하늘을 날다, Inertia. Taepae Warren writes, DJ Lena, congratulations on the release of your summer songs. Yesterday, my buddies and I were counting down to 6 p.m. Korean Standard Time. It was so exciting, like waiting for exam results. Your new songs are awesome, and I looped your songs for a few hours yesterday night until my husband asked, are there no other Lena songs to play? Anyway, I'll ignore him and continue looping Hot Air Balloon and Inertia to my heart's content. Yubi Nicole writes, Onni, thank you so much for the summer gift we've been waiting and waiting for. Yeah, I'd never waited for Sunday evening to come early before. And I want to request 하늘을 날다. Forever Lena also wrote, thank you for the energetic summer music gift. And also wanted to request lots of messages coming in. As I expected, if I'm going to release something on Sunday evening, I'm going to hear about it on Monday. Well, thank you guys so much for checking out the single right hot off the presses. We'll actually going to play that right now. How can we not? So here it is. It's debut on OFD. My new summer single, hot off the presses from yesterday's release date. It is for our next song break, me, Park Jung-hyun, with 하늘을 날다, or Hot Air Balloon. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Isul92 writes, 정연 언니 안녕하세요. You were in my dream last night. Maybe it's because I fell asleep listening to your new songs all night. In the dream, I got you some water because I was worried you might be thirsty, and you drank it all, so I felt good. Love your new songs and have a happy day, Onni. Yes, maybe if I was endlessly singing on repeat in your ear, you were thinking, okay, she needs a water break. Well, thank you very much. From Dream Me, that is. Listener Lim Twe writes, Riha, thank you for your works, especially 하늘을 날다, which makes me feel powerful. I repeated it over 2 hours last night, and still listening. I know, and all of us know, you are a great artist, but at this time, your work inspired me for what a great human being you are, and I should be more strict with myself. These days, I can't concentrate on all my work, even though I have only 1.5 months until the next collection. I cannot listen to OFD Live today due to the preparation for next season's presentation for the client. But see you on the rebroadcast. Thank you again for being my idol for over 22 years. And please take care of yourself well. Well, thank you so much. Very, very nice. It always feels so good to hear this kind of heartfelt appreciation. I mean, you know, I'm so glad that I inspire people to kind of want to do better and be more diligent. But I have to tell you, I still struggle with the exact same things. Sometimes you just don't feel like working. This summer was a struggle because it was so hot for me that I just had no motivation to move, right? And I feel like, oh, I could have made so many yummy summer dishes, but didn't feel like cooking, and etc. And it goes on and on. So don't worry. We're all in there with you guys. We're all struggling together. And hope the songs help. Alicia Y writes, Lena, congrats on your new releases. Meanwhile, I've pulled at last minute to help out at a large media event with 4,000 attendees from Tuesday to Wednesday this week. The event will be held at Luna Park, Sydney's largest theme park, and to think, the last time I went there was when I was 8. I remember my sister and I went on the merry-go-round and Ferris wheel, But the staff had double-tapped us by accident. And by the time we wanted to go on the bumper cars, there was no charge left, which ended with Mum arguing with the ticketing counter until we decided to leave, as we needed to catch our flight back to Perth. I probably didn't get to see much of the theme park back then, so I don't recall it being big, but looked at the map today and it looks huge. So I guess this is the opposite to what you were saying the other day about how places look smaller when you grow up. Well, I think it's a little different because it does seem like you guys only saw some of the theme park. Maybe if you were 8 years old, you could only have access to certain rides. You couldn't go on everything. And because you would get so tired easily, yeah, you probably didn't cover a lot of ground. So now this is, yes, kind of the opposite. This place might be bigger when you grow up because you're seeing more of it. All right, well, good luck with that event. Hope everything goes smoothly. Glad it brought up some nice and fond memories from your childhood. Listener Cooley0111 writes, "Hi, Elena, did you have a good weekend? Your new songs, it's Refreshment Incarnate. Inertia is so sentimental, but the songs are both so wonderful. Well, my 3-day holiday started today. Yeah! It is fantastic to sleep in and do nothing. I'd already gone on a trip 2 weeks ago, so this time I'm just going to stay home and catch up on some dramas and maybe see some exhibitions. Oh, that sounds like a perfectly wonderful holiday. It really does. Just sleep in. One big thing is just not having to set your alarm at all. You know, just wake up when you wake up. That is definitely one of the biggest treats, I have to say. That's for sure. All right. Well, thank you for your comment on inertia. Yes, it is very sentimental because I was thinking of summer. Summer. What kind of song should I make for summer? I wanted to be inspired by the season. And then I remember, well, you know, one of the biggest and most important summers for me was when I came to Korea. That was in the summertime. So I went back in time, pulled up some old lyrics, and then kind of turned those lyrics into what we know as inertia now. All right. JSJerry76 wrote, "The topic for last Thursday's part two was letters, and quite surprisingly, I received a handwritten letter on Friday. I think that was the first letter I got in 10 years. A coworker gave it to me as they were leaving on a long holiday, writing about all the moments for which they wanted to thank me. It was a bit embarrassing, but it felt nice." My goodness, that's so sweet. Just leaving on a long holiday, but writing a handwritten letter to their coworkers. Just giving the props, the due acknowledgement, some, you know, sign of appreciation. What a wonderful gesture. Wow. Kudos and applause to that coworker. Abdul Manan Teacher has a song request for us, so we're going to listen to it for our next song break. Here is Jeongin and Gary with 자전거, Bicycle. Different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. Today we'll listen to two blues songs. Well, they're not blues genre songs or particularly melancholy, but they are both titled Blue. First up is Blue by Sean, who launched his career as a DJ, instrumentalist, and songwriter and producer in 2009. As a producer, He's worked with some of the country's top artists, including BTS, BoA, EXO, SHINee, FX, 동방신기, 소녀시대, 4MINUTE, Epic High, Lee Seung-hwan, and Yoon-ha. Now, as a solo artist himself, he earned international fame back in 2018 with the song Way Back Home off of his first EP entitled Take. His song Blue was released as a single last year. And this deceivingly upbeat-sounding song featuring rapper Wonstein is about feeling blue after a breakup. Here's a bit of the words. White knit sweater and the quiet way you talk, the small tattoo on your wrist. Even when I look for someone like you in the end, that's not you, babe. I know I just can't find another you. Wake up alone, eat alone, not so bad. Walk alone, sleeping alone, not so bad. And when I lie down in my room and turn off the light, it starts to rain endlessly again. Feel so blue. So we are feeling a little blue here, even though musically it's not too melancholy. We're going to follow that up with the K-pop, non-K-pop song called Blue by British singer-songwriter Kamal. He is an 18-year-old singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist born in London to Caribbean British parents. He reportedly began playing the piano at 6 and writing songs on a ukulele just a few years after that. He's been described as the teen prodigy turned Britain's king of bedroom pop. And he's also been touted to be the next generation of United Kingdom R&B. His song Blue was released as a single in 2020. It's set to explore the nature of unfairness in a relationship, trying to support your significant other whilst having all of their problems being unloaded upon you, but still being drawn in by that person that you used to know. Okay, well, here's a bit of the lyrics. You want me to beg for your attention. You want me to beg you for your time. You don't want to show me no affection, but you want me to show you all of mine. Curiosity. You want me to be everything you need, but you out of line. You know I need peace of mind. It's all I've been looking to find. Talk about unfairness in that relationship. That sure can make one feel a little blue. Let's listen to these two songs back to back. Blue by Sean featuring Wonstein and Blue by Kamal. That was Blue by Kamal, and before that we heard Blue by Sean featuring Wonstein. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Now in part two of today's show, we will be outsourcing some outsiders' outstanding understandings of the outrageously complicated world of K-pop with help from music critic and ethnomusicologist Youngdae Kim for this week's K-pop Outside. I will be right back with part two after one more song break. Here is EXO with 백색 소음 or White Noise. Lonely night, 밀려오는 날, 막을 수 없는 새벽. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In just a moment, we will get an expert outsider's view into the world of K-pop with music critic Youngdae Kim, so don't change that channel. Let's enjoy a quick song break while our guest settles in here. Let's listen to Crush and Han Sang-won with Skip. Yeah. The The world of K-pop is ever-changing and ever-evolving. You think you're keeping up, but all it takes is a blink of an eye before you find yourself playing catch-up. Fortunately, we know some folks in the know, experts who can help us stay on track by sharing their secrets from the inside, as well as their well-trained views from the outside. It's time for K-pop Inside Outside. K-pop Inside Outside is a segment designed to help us keep up to date and learn a little bit more about K-pop from two different points of view. And to share his views from the outside, we have music critic, ethnomusicologist, and author Youngdae Kim joining me in the studio for this week's K-pop Outside. Welcome back.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy,
how you doing?
I survived.
You survived?
Yeah. I'm back from, back from something. Back from somewhere.
Back from somewhere.
I don't know. Yeah.
Do you feel like you're totally back yet? Still not back yet?
Not 100%.
Not 100%.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. This is kind of side effects of this, you know, the recent mutation of COVID.
Yes.
Is, I don't know. It is not painful.
Okay. You know,
like everyone says.
That's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of mild symptoms, you know, one symptoms after another. But then all of a sudden you don't feel exactly 100%.
Yeah.
Even after a full week.
Right. Your body is recovered and you're not coughing or you're not.
I'm not coughing.
No,
I don't have
fever,
a fever. No
nothing
fever.
Nothing like that. It's fine, but you're just not 100% there.
There's a
something is
really the thin, wide fog is all over the place in my brain.
You know, actually, scientific term is brain fog.
Brain fog. Yes.
One of the hallmark symptoms of COVID-19. Really strange. I mean, I read about it all the time. My best friend, and she lives in California, my best friend also, we hadn't texted each other in a couple of months, and all of a sudden she goes, "Well, I finally got it." Worked so hard to not get it. You know, they were so careful. Her husband is actually an ER doctor. And even though he's just, in the face of, on the front line of COVID, his family didn't get it for 2.5 years. And he's like, "I got it." But she, again, also said, like you, totally feel fine, but my brain is just a big cloud of fog. A cloud in there, and she just doesn't know what's going on.
A couple of days ago, I was appeared in one of the podcasts, and I was talking. You know, I was aware I was talking, but you know, you just, it feels like you're watching myself talking.
Oh my god!
You know, there's two different persons.
Out of body experience. Like, there he is. There's Youngdae. He's talking, but I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So your mind is just all.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, really, really, really hope that doesn't last too long. I think long COVID is the big thing to be worried about. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that doesn't befall you. Really, knock on wood. And, you know, in any case, we're all glad you're back. In fact, we have a lot of hellos and yongha from Kim Jisoo and Jong Song Ah, JS Jerry 76, Taipei Warren, FD 2000, and Alicia.
Hi there, usuals.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the usuals are all joining us today. I think they're very glad to know that you're feeling better. We didn't actually mention on the show why you were out 1 week. But we didn't actually mention
not national
it at all.
Security thing.
It's not a national security secret anyway. But yeah, this surge, it's really more than the other surges that we had, more than Omicron variant, this is a surge where a lot of personal people I know, it's all hit them. Especially, like you said, people who haven't caught it once, this is what they're catching now because it's just that contagious. But in any case, we do hope you feel better, and we hope that your brain figures up and you can just speak slowly.
I'm already better while I'm talking with you. By the way, congratulations on your new release.
Oh, thank you.
Very rocky.
Yes.
Feel good. Bit folky. Mm-hmm. Bit country.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of things going on in there. You know, it's interesting because that summer single is literally inspired by literally things that happened to me and my staff this summer.
Mm-hmm. I like that rhythmic guitar. Dun, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if even if it's, it can be played very acoustic way, you know?
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
It is electric version, right?
Yes, yes.
But it couldn't be, the song and that rhythm.
Yeah.
Well, it can be perfect in an acoustic version as well.
Yeah, it's going to work well for a lot of different ways. And it was a real collaborative effort. I wanted to sing a melody that I could sing really powerfully, right? Mm-hmm. But at a lower range. So,
I see you use a lot of like unusual kind of, not register, but the timbre-wise, use kind of, you know, you're kind of out of your kind of ordinary...
You know what it is,
right?
Is actually, songs, up-tempo songs that are brought in from other writers.
Mm-hmm.
They want to always hit some sort of climactic thing with my voice.
Right.
But the person who knows best is really me. And from my experience singing in concerts, singing a really fun song, I want to be able to exert a lot of power at a lower register. Mm-hmm. So I literally engineered the melody this way. I'm like, no.
That's what it is.
We gotta hit this note. And then so I changed all the notes. Wonderful hupe of mine, a wonderful singer, she made a basic top line.
Mm-hmm.
And then I changed all of it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, to make it suit me perfectly.
Oh, okay.
So that I could hit a strong register. And so that I can pull off a powerful, big arrangement.
Yeah.
Oh. Without my voice getting lost in there. So that was very satisfying for me to make a song like that. And, it's called Hot Air Balloon because literally, a good friend of ours went on a hot air balloon. She was telling us all about it. And we got super inspired. We had the song written, but we didn't know what to write about yet.
Mm.
And we just got all inspired. We all started getting together, mixing pieces of lyrics.
I haven't checked the lyrics out yet, deeply. So what is it about?
Generally, we wanted to make
hot air balloon.
It's just about, it's called, flying the sky.
Right.
It's inspired.
Kind of lifting feeling.
Yeah, it's inspired by hot air balloon. It's talking about just going up, but mostly
Why does it sound so, I don't know, longing?
Does it sound like longing?
Yeah, yeah. Yearning, kind of?
I think it's talking about, when you're on a hot air balloon, you're kind of like, you kind of forget all your, everything looks so small down there, and all your problems suddenly feel very small down there. So that's where we got the inspiration, where we're like, you know what? If we just kind of get big picture, bird's eye view, our problems seem smaller and then therefore more handle. You can handle it. They're not big mountains to overcome, especially when you're looking from up above, looking down. And that was kind of what the inspiration
was.
That's
what, the satellite.
Yeah.
The people from satellite.
That's true.
Yeah.
No? Space station stuff. Right? They're like,
aircraft pilots,
so tiny.
That's how they feel when they fly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I mean, also, I find it really interesting. Mm-hmm. I've never seen many cases that a lot of, band members, all the band members are in the credits.
Yes, because we actually, we song camped it, right? We have our main arranger, and our guitarist who plays for me in live concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Really young kid, so talented, brought him in, and I was like, you're a guitarist, so you know best. We're not going to arrange it. You just play, and then we're going to arrange around that, right? So we put down the chords. Then we did melodies, so I made melodies with my heart. So it was a big collaborative effort.
I really loved the ending guitar.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know why, but...
It's fun.
Yeah.
And remember, were you and I talking about BPMs? We were. I didn't reveal it then, but this is 127 BPM.
127. Fast enough.
It's I think for me it's kind of like a more perfect version of Himne. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
You know?
Makes sense.
Yeah, and I liked it. I like it. I'm happy with it because it was perfectly suited to my personal taste, really. Whereas other fast songs that I do on my album are collaborative efforts right. with the tastes of other people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this one was just like, no, 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 I don't like that. Let's put some retro synth. Come on, retro synth. It's fun. I like it. And we just put it in, right? And I don't know. We just did whatever we wanted. It was a lot of fun.
I can definitely feel it.
I'm very happy with it.
I can really feel your excitement.
I was not feeling really great about it until it mixed.
Final mix?
The final mix.
What was the main issue?
It literally changed the song. because it seemed everything when it was unmixed, there were so many elements going on, but it was just kind of stuck together, right? But then after the mix, it was like this onion was peeled. You know, all the layers were sort of revealed. And then I'm like, ah, there it is. And I didn't trust the arranger to make it work, but he made it work.
But you're satisfied right now with the final thing.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Okay.
Sounds pretty great.
That's good.
All right. All right. Strong shift to the right as we launch into today's K-pop
maybe,
outside.
Maybe not, maybe.
Really?
I don't know.
Because I don't see much of a connection between Hot Air Balloon and today's topic.
Yeah, I mean...
But it's a very specific topic.
Yeah, right.
And Youngdae, Yeokshi, you're always on top of breaking news in terms of K-pop entertainment. Mm. I just read an article today. It was like top entertainment news today in my news feed. And that's sort of kind of where we're going to lead to in today's topic. Should I give it away? It was about the new girl group from... Hibe or Hybe.
Yes. Yes.
And everyone
kind of sub-label called Adore.
Adore.
Adore. Yeah.
Extremely big news that it's another second girl group to come out in such a short time from Hibe's what is it?
Well, the Le Sserafim was from the Swords Music, another sub-label. Mm-hmm. But now this is very famous legendary creative director Min Hee-jin's own work. So it's not just the second girl group from the Hybe.
The Hybe,
yeah. But it's the first group, first really substantial Min Hee-jin project.
Wow.
And you know, for a lot of K-pop fans, international, domestic fans, Min Hee-jin is probably one of the most influential figure in K-pop to kind of formulate all this grammar, you know, all these like a kind of template, especially for girl groups like FX.
Right.
You know, the famous Pink Tape was the work of Min Hee-jin herself. And SHINee, EXO, the school look fashion.
Yeah.
You know, that was Min Hee-jin's work. And so in every moment of this K-pop, modern K-pop history, Min Hee-jin's
always there. She was there.
So that's why everyone's just so crazy, so looking forward to... You know, this upcoming new girl group. But now, it's out.
It's officially out. 20 minutes ago, it was out. officially released 20 minutes ago.
The three songs from four tracks?
Yeah.
Already out on YouTube.
Yeah.
So everyone actually, who were interested in the girl group, watched it. Mm-hmm. Watched the videos. But the album... The actual album's out 20 minutes ago.
Wow. Yeah, debut album is out 20 minutes ago officially.
New Jeans are out, and I'm back.
It's very unusual
and also...
name. I saw their picture, like you said, fashion concept. Just huge difference from what we've been getting used to seeing from girl groups right now these days, right?
It's very, rather refreshing. Mm-hmm. You know, when it was directly from the 90s, maybe it's not. Maybe we can feel differently. But right now, from you know, current trends and the you know, current lineups of girl groups, it's New Jeans feels really, they feel really different.
Different.
I mean, refreshing, kind of sophisticated at the same time.
So curious.
Yeah, it combines, I would say, the past and... You know, the present of K-pop girls at the same time in a very interesting mix.
Okay, which is different. Okay, well, we're going to see elements, maybe some traditional elements.
Of SES.
Oh, okay.
Or Girls' Generation at the same time.
So to lead up to that, you brought in a really fantastic girl group playlist.
Yeah.
And our first, we're starting with none other than the girl group.
GG. Because they're back. You know, they're officially back. And this year marks a 15th anniversary.
They haven't released yet. I know it's in this month, right?
Not the new album's not out yet, but they announced their comeback officially. And everyone's looking forward to it. And Girls' Generation, like everyone knows, is a very historically, significant, important
girl
group.
Very important.
Very important. Not just they're the one of the most successful second-generation girl group. In K-pop, but at the same time, they're one of the first generation, you know, of this global K-pop generation.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Along with Wonder Girls and 21, and still somehow, you know, the current generation girl groups borrows a certain element, right? Certain elements from these second generation girl groups, especially Girls' Generation and 21 and Wonder Girls. So they're the kind of staples. You know, they're the kind of the original kind of models of Korean girl groups. And now it's more about being, you know, updated.
Right? That's true. The girl groups that we're going to see today they come out. We have a slew of them. That's so many that I forget. Their names become all kind of confusing to me. Is it Oh My Girl? Is it Oh My Girlfriend? Is it All My Cosmic Girlfriends? But all these groups, they, like you said, they draw from elements. We have a little bit of Girls' Generation here.
Right.
And then we pulled a little bit of Blackpink here. And there's just, well, actually not even Blackpink,
21. Right.
Because Blackpink draws from 21 as well. They have these iconic elements. I remember when Girls' Generation first came out.
Oh.
And we're like, did you hear this? 9 girls. What? 9 girls? We thought it was hilarious.
At the time, it was a girls' version of a Super Junior.
Right.
You know, not 12, but still 9.
Yeah.
9 is a lot.
It was a
9
lot.
Is a lot.
And that was the big thing we would talk about in the recording.
You know, 5
studio.
Used to be a lot.
5 used to be a lot.
7 is impossible, but 9.
9.
9 is totally different.
And then we thought, it's never going to work. There's just too many of them.
The fact itself that they are 9 member.
Yeah.
It was huge
it
news.
Was a big
I remember it was, I think, New York Times article. So they wonder why 9?
Yeah.
Right? You just cannot. It is impossible to remember everyone's name. and musically at the same time, it is hard to, you know.
How do you compose for 9?
Yeah, exactly.
People?
Well, that's one thing, but it is really hard to, you know, tell which one's actually which, or which one is, you know, why each certain members are important, more important than others.
Right.
You know, it's just really hard to.
Yeah. It's too murky. There's too much going on there.
But then they realize that it's a new kind of charm.
Yep.
It's like, picking your favorite lollipop flavor out of this big box.
Yeah, picking your favorite Avenger.
Every time you're trying to pick one, you get happy.
Ah,
right?
There you go.
Because, this time I want to pick this one.
Right.
Next time I want to pick that one.
Right, right, right.
You know, that excitement, that kind of charm.
It's like jelly beans.
Exactly.
Oh, I really want the watermelon flavor to come out.
Yeah.
And when it comes out, you're like, yay!
And you know what? Practically, your favorite could be...
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, your favorite is always here in this bunch.
That's true.
Yeah. That's the idea.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, isn't it so funny now when we do listen to their songs, we actually can tell who's singing each line, you know, because they've become that iconic. So let's listen to the first song you
brought
in.
Very first song.
Mm-hmm.
And now the song... got a very new meaning these days.
Yeah, I think that's why you brought it in. I was wondering if that was why you brought it in, but
At the time, it was just a girls' anthem.
Yep.
You know, that really, you know, this uplifting, kind of playful, and very cute at the same time.
Cute, but encouraging
message. It's more about friendship, coalition. Well, that doesn't really change, but right now, it is played everywhere.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, protest, demonstration.
So it's got a new message for us.
Absolutely.
And it is, of course, 다시 만난 세계, or Into the New World. Let's listen. That was 소녀시대 Girls' Generation with 다시 만난 세계, Into the New World. And it meant Into Their New World as their debut song. But now, like you said, we're in a new world in, of girl groups in general as well. This is a fantastic comment from GHSKFan09. You are talking about your favorite lollipop, you know, in a yeah. assorted lollipop collection. This listener also says it's sort of like a bouquet of flowers, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Lots of beautiful, different flowers coming together to make a beautiful bouquet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, for instance, in, mm-hmm. in Western girl group,
yeah.
you know, you just can't say, you can say that, well, yeah. I don't like any of them,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But in K-pop, yeah. 9 members, 12 members.
You're going to like one.
You got to have your favorite.
You're going to like one. You're gonna, and you
at
know
least.
What?
At least
oh,
one.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who say that they're like, yeah, they're whatever, but I really like so-and-so. So, yeah, you can't go yeah. wrong. So, that was such a new thing.
So, so-called bias,
mm-hmm,
right?
True.
It's a very important
true,
idea
true.
In K-pop culture as well. And the song... Yeah. It's really powerful. It's uplifting. The song is from 2007.
Wow.
We were young.
We were young.
Younger.
Younger.
Back then.
Yes. Dreamy writes, this is the best debut song, the best Girls' Generation song. Even though they had so many wonderful hits, most, you know, GG members, really fans, this is one of their favorites, right?
You know what the interesting the fact is that the song was not a really big hit at the time.
Oh, it wasn't.
Right. The mm-hmm. 2007.
Yes.
The highlight was given to Wonder Girls.
Ah.
Yeah.
Which is a totally
different kind of... The Girls'
Generation
was, right. from you know, today's standard, yeah. was a bit of disappointment.
Right.
Commercially.
Right.
But the song, the reputation song of the song,
yeah.
you know, the... I don't know, the mm-hmm. this the whole vibe and the idea is getting bigger and bigger every year.
You know, it's kind of weird. I remember when I first listened to 다시 만난 세계, and mm-hmm. I thought it was a great song, but I kind of felt like, was this a song that BoA was supposed to do, but they
yeah.
just gave it to 소녀시대? To me, mm-hmm. I always felt like it sounded like a BoA song.
Mm-hmm. Well, right? yeah. Well, sonically, musically,
yeah.
definitely. But
style.
The idea of this 9 girls
yes.
wearing
into the
kind
new
of,
world.
You know, wearing kind of cute look,
uh-huh.
but they're kind of punching,
yeah.
kicking,
right,
shouting.
That's another thing. They're the first, like, now at the time we said, those girls dance as good as the guys.
Yeah.
Which is so sad, but
yeah.
it's not like that now. But
not
there
reserved.
Was not,
they're just aggressive.
Aggressive
right?
choreography was the first thing we saw from a girl group to mm-hmm. this extent from Sonya.
That was actually mm-hmm. one of the many reasons why, mm-hmm. you know, this Western world
yeah.
And also Japanese market
yeah.
was. So, you know, curious about yeah. this whole K-pop thing.
A little
you know,
shocked, the, too,
they're,
right?
They're just really beyond what the girl groups
mm-hmm.
should look like
mm-hmm.
or sound like, especially mm-hmm. from Japanese point of view.
Right.
This was a kind of game changer.
Wow.
You know, that the type of girl group they never, you know,
experienced that.
Never experienced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, girl groups in Japanese culture, you know, J-pop culture, is more of a kind of girl next door.
Yes.
You know, always...
Demure.
Always on your eye level.
Oh,
you know, they don't have to sing really good. They don't have
right.
to dance like a b-boy or
like yeah, this amazing
yeah, break dancers.
No, they're not so much artists, but sort of like the girl next door, the girl that you know.
Yeah.
The neighborhood.
Kawaii.
Yeah, cute neighborhood.
Cute.
Interesting.
Neighborhood.
And so, then we have another Sonyeoshide song. Is there a reason you brought this one?
Right. Well, the next song is actually the one that kind of shook the J-pop world, actually.
Oh.
This was the first kind of commercial hit
yeah.
in Japan
uh-huh.
for GG, Girls'
mm-hmm.
Generation.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I remember the initial reaction
yeah.
reaction from the Japanese press,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about why Asian girl groups
mm-hmm.
should be sexy.
Oh,
it was a bit of like a controversy.
Right.
You know, they were really... tight skirt
they
and a
did.
Kind of marine look.
Yes.
And they just kick the floor with yes. that, the iconic, you know, long legs and, yeah. you know, really powerful dance move.
Yeah,
that,
it was.
That was really a shocker.
Yes, it was a shocker.
Yeah.
I kept thinking, Sailor Moon times nine.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Of course, it was very, you know, deliberate on their part.
And Summer Bob as well.
Yeah. Oh, and I love this song. Mm-hmm. Out of my, one of my favorites also. Let's listen. Here is 소녀시대 Girls' Generation with 소원을 말해봐, Genie. That was 소녀시대 Girls' Generation.
Never knew that this song has the
outro?
Outro.
I think, isn't it brilliant? 소원을 말해봐, or Genie. This song still sounds so good right now.
So current, right?
It does sound so current. You know how I think you talked more off... No, you actually did mention on mic about how the model before this was girl groups have to be very... The members have to seem accessible to mm-hmm. you, right? Not like some untouchable, you know, artist way of over there, but like a girl next door. And this song is so strong, you know, with that beat, you know, just going like this. And they sing so strong, and you can finally hear what good singers they are mm-hmm. when they're riffing like crazy, their crazy harmony. And then at the end, they brought it back to Girl Next Door.
Yeah.
I always thought it was a brilliant move because they still needed to offset that.
Yes.
It was a little, it's so strong that they need to balance it a little bit, humanize the girls again.
That's the idea of K-pop. You got to have it all.
That's so true.
You have to be.
You have to have it.
Mm-hmm. Everything, right? And the mm-hmm. reason for the, for this new generation girl group, mm-hmm. One of the reasons is that the globalization.
Yeah.
You know, it was absolutely. Right after the advent of YouTube.
Right.
So they're the first YouTube generation pop star.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
So good timing is also
good
important.
Timing. Yeah, absolutely. They don't need any mm-hmm. like a serious like record contract mm-hmm. to be globalized.
Yeah.
You know, they don't need any like a secondary and you know, kind of promotion deal. Well, you need it if you're really serious. But
of course.
You know, you don't need it for mm-hmm. the global popularity anymore.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
So, yeah, new world, definitely.
Yeah. Alicia loves this song. She's more into, you know, 다시 만난 세계. She loves your picks, by the way, because mm-hmm. she always felt like G was sort of like the lesser song for her.
Nah.
GHSK fan says, remembers their perfect sync in dancing for this song.
Yeah.
I thought they were like line dancing all there. It's really cool, though. All right, but here's a little plot twist. We're going a little back in time.
Backward.
To first-generation girl group with your next artist.
Well, historian, you know, the historian's favorite repertoire, line is that it all started.
Yeah, it all started, Yeah.
You know, they're not, you know, mm-hmm. they didn't come out of blue.
No.
You know, something like that.
It's true.
But this time is true as well.
Yeah.
The girl group, actually, not many people will realize this, but the idea of K-pop or Korean modern pop music itself was started with the advent of girl group. It all started with Kim's Sisters back in the...
Back
in the 60s. Back in the late 50s and early 60s.
Yes.
So they're the first group, actually...
Right. And then Pearl Sisters.
Right, Pearl Sisters.
We're talking about 1950s. Yeah.
But the Kim Sisters, actually, they were not domestically popular group, but
they were internationally popular.
Internationally popular group. They were one of the best stars in Las Vegas at the time.
Yes.
They appeared on that Sullivan show more than the Beatles.
My God. Yeah. I didn't know
they were the
that
most highest paid.
Wow.
Guest at any Vegas show. Ed Sullivan show and Las Vegas show at the time.
And then, you know, basically non-Korean listeners or Korean listeners, to explain, Ed Sullivan show is sort of like being on Jimmy Fallon.
Right.
Right?
Or Jimmy Kimmel.
But Ed Sullivan show back then, now we have a lot of those shows now, right? We have a lot of those late night talk shows in the United States.
It was the most influential.
But back in the day, Ed Sullivan show,
talk show,
that was the only show that mattered.
Yeah.
It was the only talk show that showed musical variety acts.
The idea of the Beatlemania, you know, the British invasion, the Beatles, all started with Ed Sullivan.
And if you wanted to be successful, you basically, when you were on the Ed Sullivan show, you knew that you were successful.
He called Jackson 5 as a black Beatles.
Yeah.
And that was all, you know, the beginning of this whole Jackson 5 legend and
so
the Motown.
So to think that Kim's sister started that.
Yeah, but unfortunately, at the time, they didn't have any idea of Korean pop music.
Right.
So they were just introduced.
Yeah.
Three talented girls from Korea. That was it.
I see.
And not many people actually knew about Korea.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't locate Korea in the world map.
That
was totally different. This was ancient history.
That's true.
But they just couldn't tell.
Yeah.
You know, Korea from Japan, Japan from China.
Oh yeah, sure.
You know, it was just Asia at the time. So, the idea of this musician from Korea or the Korean members girl group trio.
Yeah.
It doesn't really mean anything. That was so unfortunate.
But when you go back as a historian, we say it all started. But for most people in the collective consciousness, we tend to think that the modern girl group that we know all started with SES, who is our next artist.
Probably the most closest thing to Girls' Generation, right? Direct predecessor.
Yes.
Right?
Direct predecessor.
Or you can say a kind of, you know, prototype.
In
terms of the global
absolutely
kind of girl group, Korean girl group, because they are the first, not just first girl group, you know, to be debuted from SM Entertainment,
right.
But they're the first group to actually have an international career in Japan and other countries
as
well.
They
released a Japanese album and English album at the same time, and they were, well, obviously extremely popular in Korea and Japan as well.
Yeah, and so we see now, we can definitely see where it was going, where Sonia Chide came from. And Sonia Chide, Girls' Generation would not have been possible without SES.
No doubt.
Going out there on the front lines, being the first prototype out there. And not only were they a prototype, but they're still to this day very beloved songs and beloved...
Amazing singer.
Great
dancer.
All right, let's listen. Here's SES with one of their songs. It's 꿈을 모아서, or Just in Love. That was SES with 꿈을 모아서, Just in Love. You can hear the typical SES sound with that beat, the Max Martin beat.
Max Martin beat and a very powerful, you know, vocal.
Vocal. Yes. I was telling Youngdae while we were listening to this song that they were so lucky to find Bada. What would they have done if they didn't find Bada?
You know, in the past, well, right now, we have multiple main vocalists and lead vocalists. You know, the idea right now, the lead vocalist that we used to, it should be called main vocalist.
Right.
And lead vocalist, actually the, I don't know, not secondary, but they usually sing verses.
Sure.
But that they still called lead vocalist. And they have sub vocalists as well. But at the time, if you really can find one amazing, strong main vocal,
That's it.
That's it.
You're done. Your work is finished. And they found that with Pada. Now, I am not familiar with this next artist.
I'm not familiar with that girl group as well.
So we're going more back in time?
Right. In 1988. Yeah, the same year, the Seoul Olympic.
Oh, yeah.
IOC, Seoul Olympic. Mm-hmm. And the same year when the legendary boy group, Sobangcha, made their kind of commercial debut. Well, they made a debut in 1987, but the 1988 was their kind of first commercially hit year.
So they were
in the spotlight in 1988.
And then there was a girl group too. I just don't remember.
Right. They're the trio called Setdore. Yeah, it was a kind of... So this is really interesting history. The Setdore is definitely intended as a girl version of Sobangcha. That's why they're trio.
Oh.
They kind of, you know, not... you know, they didn't have the same look, mm-hmm. obviously, but mm-hmm. they have kind of similar tone.
Mm.
You know, the color-wise, mm-hmm. the beat-wise, mm-hmm. the music-wise.
Oh, I see.
They definitely have a similar tone
uh-huh.
In every way.
I see.
But the idea of 소방차 and 새또래
yes.
is they're the kind of, I don't know, I wouldn't say, probably this sounds harsh, but they're the kind of imitation
mm-hmm.
of two different Japanese boy group and girl group.
Oh.
Called Shonentai, uh-huh. 소년대,
okay.
and Shoujotai, 소녀대.
Oh.
So the Korean, you know, let's put it simply, Korean version of Shonentai, mm-hmm. 소년대 was 소방차. And, you know, same thing
mm-hmm.
goes to 소녀대 mm-hmm. is a kind of imitating attempt mm-hmm. of Shoujotai, 소녀대, Japanese girl group.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're very successful.
Wow.
And it was those times when, you know, they didn't have really actual kind of, you know, copyright,
yeah.
you know, regulation or rules.
No. Uh-huh.
You know, it was just a kind of ordinary practice,
see,
you know,
yeah.
to imitate a kind of, because Japan at
yes.
the time,
mm-hmm.
it was kind of, they were the staple.
They were the trendsetter, they were setting the standard,
definitely.
Right, for music and inspiring all of us, right,
yeah.
here in Korea.
So, as much as 소녀대 was really popular in Korea, mm-hmm. especially during the Olympic season, they sung the song called Korea.
Wow.
As well.
Yeah.
So that was one of the reasons why they're so popular
mm-hmm.
among Korean public. But 새또래 really, mm-hmm. you know, tried to, you know, follow that model.
Yeah.
And they were the successful as well.
My
right
goodness.
Now, yeah, you know, the...
Yeah. You showed me the images of them. They were adorable. They're adorable.
You have to Google it. 새또래.
Yeah. They seemed so young, which
yeah.
is also... just unusual. I mean, 소방차 were older. They were adults.
A bit, yeah.
They were not old, but they were
yeah.
adults. You call them men, but these girls, they look like girls.
They're really
girls.
Yeah.
And so that in and of itself must have been
so probably the
such
first modern dance pop type of girl group.
Interesting.
Yeah, just as in K-pop right now.
Wow.
So they're probably the closest thing to SES.
I guess so. Yeah.
Right?
So the prototype of the prototype.
Prototype of the prototype.
Interesting. Prototype of the prototype. And we're going to listen to a song from them. Here is 새또래 from 1988.
88.
This is 그대를 사랑해. I love you. Let's listen. We just listened to 그대를 사랑해, I love you, from 새또래.
Wow,
that was the
bizarre,
definitely
unique,
something we have never heard here on
very
OFD.
Long time.
Yes, wow.
Wow, all I can say is wow.
This is a very unusual arrangement.
But you can definitely say that this was a kind of shock at the time.
Oh my gosh. This
Look,
is an
music,
instant
the visuals.
Sensation. There's no way it cannot be, especially the way that they were, their fashion, they look like three crayons out of a crayon box, three crepasse out of the crepasse box, right? Just primary color, yellow,
blue.
Like, you know, like the Japanese animation kind of like superhero kind of colors, right?
It must be kind of, you know, convenient, right? Everything is three in Asia.
That's true. Three in Asia. Dreamy says, I've never heard the song before, never seen their picture before, but I can imagine their perfect sync dance moves.
It's kind of forgotten history.
It is amazing. But yeah, we thought that SES was really the beginning of it all. But
no, 새또래 was there.
새또래 was there. Wow, it's amazing. And that brings us to the ultimate motivation for our whole wonderful playlist today. The big news at the top of the
mm-hmm.
top of the breaking news today, it was all about New Jeans.
Yeah, the initial reaction was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was, you know, 난리나 in the net world.
Apparently. Certainly.
You know, K-pop.
Because
K-pop,
even though you know, message it's just forward. Their debut album just released an hour ago, but you said that there was uploaded some sort of beforehand.
Yeah, on YouTube. So they opened the music video contents first. Even before the
actual
the sound album
was released.
Right? And our PD made a really interesting comment. They're the group that even 40s and 50 music fans would be falling in love with.
Wow.
Yeah, that really tells something for me. Because, well, it could be anything, but the first thing, from her own observation, I would say that they have a something that, you know, that looks or sound familiar for us.
Interesting. Somehow. Musically?
Musically or image-wise.
Or image-wise.
So you can say, well, probably they have a something like SES, something like 소녀시대 as well, but still, you know, updated in very...
But still updated.
Yeah, stayed updated in for modern fans. So they might be quite, I don't know, it's quite effective for drawing a new fans, but at the same time, drawing
old
K-pop fans
who's
having a kind of cultural or musical hiatus in this idol world.
Yes.
But as soon as they find this new girl group, NewJeans,
there's something to latch on to, something familiar to
That's
older
the idea.
Fans who... You know, the older you get, the harder it is to keep up with the newer generation of K-pop idol.
Absolutely.
But we remember, even some older people remember Setdore. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So all of us, you know, waxing nostalgic, even our young listeners in Sydney is nostalgic about 소녀시대.
Right.
And we all have things that we can draw from NewJeans.
SES and 90s girl group.
Interesting.
You know, Spice Girls.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, for us, it sounds, looks familiar. It could be looking or sounding familiar, but for a lot of newer fans, I mean, this just generation fan, that might be something really refreshing and new.
Right.
Right? And totally different from what today's girl groups are doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We didn't see the full picture in the full scape yet. So it's hard to make a kind of... you know, any judgment and any critic at this point, but I definitely, you know, trust the Min Hee Jin's kind of creative mind.
We had a listener comment who said that there is something also interesting about this girl group that might be more appealing to also a lot of female fans.
Yeah,
and also the fact that they were comprised by a female mastermind, which is different.
I made this comment on Twitter a few days ago. I said, you definitely have a vague idea of, I wish there was a girl group like this, but you just cannot explain what it is. Then all of a sudden, you know, as soon as I saw the new videos of NewJeans, I was like, that's it. That's something missing.
Yeah. That has a little bit of the new and a little bit
new
of the
and
old.
And
then now that we are all caught up and refreshed by Youngda's playlist about what it was that we wanted to be reminded of.
And the music is super cool. Composed by, you know, not really familiar name in K-pop world. You know, they're the hip-hop producing team. And so it was not really a typical K-pop girl group song that we used to these days.
Really?
And... yeah, so let's see. I mean, this just new group with only, you know, four new songs. So it's hard to tell right now. But
I'm
really looking forward to this group's future.
I can't get over the novelty of their name. NewJeans.
Jeans or jeans?
Jeans.
I know.
Like, it sounds like the name of a rock band, like a Western rock band.
Yeah.
Hey, we're the NewJeans. and it's so different from...
Look at the visuals.
Yeah, it's so different from the other sub-label of Hive Music, La Seraphim. I mean, it was getting, you know, we were going into this crazy...
Very conscious, right?
Very, this stratosphere of... Yeah. like it, they're just getting more mystical and mystical. Aespa, uh-huh. right? Le Seraphim.
Metaverse.
Yeah, and metaverse, multiverse. And
I'm
then all
fearless.
Of a sudden, here we are, very down to earth, on the ground. New jeans is something that we all know the phrase of mm-hmm. everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
For many, many decades from, I don't know, when jeans were invented in like the 1800s.
We finally is making a full circle.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. Well, we're going to actually release this now. Also, it's only been an hour, a little over an hour since the album's been released, and New Jeans is already in the top 20 on all the charts.
Whoa.
So here we go. It's New Jeans with Attention taking us out. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you so much, Youngdae.
Thank you.
We'll see you here tomorrow.